Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Hallelujah. Now let's talk further about this word, understanding, because it is such a big part. Well, how should I say it? It's directly connected with wisdom. You saw it in this passage. Get wisdom. And with all you're getting, do what? Get understanding. Now let's talk a little bit of what is wisdom? The thing that we've given you so far, the word literally is skill or skillful. And you see how that applies as we look further into the word. But to be wise is to be skillful with knowledge and with understanding. Let's talk about these three words a little bit. Knowledge. Knowing something. Knowledge isn't wisdom. You can know all kind of stuff and be a fool. You can be able to rattle off statistics and numbers, and you can quote all kind of stuff for days and have no wisdom. Knowing stuff is knowing stuff. It is not being wise. You can know all kind of stuff and not have understanding. Understanding is different from knowledge. I don't think understanding and wisdom has been emphasized in our society like it should be. Knowledge has been emphasized. And it takes a lot more than knowledge to be a success in life. That's why you'll see some of the so-called brilliant people just have a mess of a life and commit suicide at 35. I mean, they got 5 doctorates and they finished this school and that school when they were 15 and 18 and they're considered brilliant and a genius. Well, what does that mean? They know a lot of stuff. That doesn't make you a good man. Doesn't mean you have any understanding. Doesn't mean you have any wisdom. Now, knowledge is good. Knowledge of good things. There's a lot of knowledge you should not want or seek. And we live in the information age. And if any generation ever had access to information, we do. I mean, you type one thing in on the internet and have 3 million hits on it of different things that you could find out about it. Yeah, but you got a short life. And we ought to figure out what's important and what's unimportant. And spend our time on things that are important and not waste our time on the unimportant, insignificant stuff. Now, I'm getting into the definition of understanding. Wisdom has to do with skill and being skillful. And one definition we read talked about a mastery of the art of living in accordance with God's expectations. That's one scholar's definition. A mastery of the art of living in accordance with God's expectations. One definition of wisdom is the ability to make right choices at the opportune time. Again, it's skillful at handling what you know and what you understand. Skillful. So knowledge, very simply, is knowing something. Being aware of something. But then understanding, one definition of that is to grasp the meaning, nature, significance, or value of something. To understand means to grasp the meaning, nature, and these words mean a lot the same thing, value of something. That's what we just got through talking about. A person who ignores their children and surfs the web night and day on junk that means nothing is a person without understanding. The children are valuable. This junk is not. Right? Do not become a slave of, what's the word? Let me say it like this. Being led is more important than being thorough. Now, we are right now believing God for wisdom. We're not waiting for it to happen later. We believe it'll happen later, but we're believing for it right now. In the service, right now. Wisdom and understanding. It is more important to be led by the Spirit than to be diligent or thorough. You have to watch about getting started on something, and you got to finish it. You can miss God like that. Now, it is true that you don't want to be a quitter. Now, you don't want to quit something because you got tired and because you got weary of fooling with it. But you're looking for something and you're searching it on the internet and it pulls up 5,000 things. Do not get in a habit of having to think you got to look through every one of them. You got to look through every, somebody hands you 100 things, I got to look through every one of them. Well, I got to be thorough. You can miss God being thorough. You can miss God being diligent. Now, when you're doing what He told you to do, be thorough. Stay with it all the whole way. But you don't just go through. See, there are mountains of stuff all around us to go through. And every day when you wake up, you have a limited quantity of alertness and patience. And it's like money. If you get up in the morning and you got $100 and you spent that $100, you spent it. You can't say, well, I wish I'd have spent it on something else. Well, yeah, but you didn't. And so that's why so many times people, they come home and they're short with their spouse. They're short with their kids. They got no time because they have wasted their patience on stuff that is unimportant. And now Junior comes and wants a little help with this and you're out. You got no patience. You're tired. You're zonkered. But you wasted it. I know the Lord helped me some years ago. I was really busy in some things, more so than I should have been. And the Lord dealt with me to do something else. And I thought when He did, I thought, Lord, are there enough hours in the day? I mean, and this is what He said to me. He said, son, if you don't have enough time to do what I direct you to do, you are wasting time. And that is a fact. And what it's under is under the category of all this stuff that you gotta do. And I begin to look at it when He told me that, and there was all kind of things He never told me to do. Sometimes good stuff, sometimes needed stuff, but He didn't tell me to do it. Do not be led by needs. Do not be led by opportunities. Oh boy, this is a great opportunity, Brother Keith. It's a great ministry opportunity. If I had followed every opportunity we had, I wouldn't be here tonight. I had opportunities to be song leaders and associate pastors and a missionary and this and a businessman and you name it. And some of them look real good. But an opportunity is not a Holy Ghost leading. And people even pray wrong. Well, now, Lord, if you want me to do this, then, open the door. And if you don't, then shut the door. So what's wrong with that? Everything. That is being externally led. And there's a devil out here in the world. And some crazy folks. And they can do stuff to open doors and shut doors. Doesn't God open doors? Yes, He does. But you don't just say, well, here's an open door, so it's got to be God. No, 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 no. You go, here's an opportunity. What do? You go, Lord, right? Is this you? Is this something for me to do? Not led by, well, what if the door's slammed shut and there's four padlocks on it? You don't just assume it's not the will of God. Lord, am I supposed to go through there? Well, if you are, you stand and believe God till the locks come off and you go through. Right? You're not led by external stuff. You're led internally. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And the Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit. That's inside, inside, inside. We're inside led. Not outside. And what are you led with? You're led with the wisdom of God. And revelation of the will of God and the plan of God. So understanding, one translation says insight, or sight into something. You can have knowledge. I mean, a lot of you drove a car over here. And some of you have some insight into what makes that car run, but a lot of you don't. Right? You know you put the key in and you know you twist it, but you do not understand what happens next. Which proves you don't have to understand everything to enjoy something. But where something really becomes important is when you have a problem. Let's say you twist the key and nothing happens. Now you're looking for somebody with some understanding, right, of what happens in between that key and that motor. Understanding. Now, let me give you a few things here. And this is particularly good for your children as well as for yourself. Learning, whether you're going to grade school or graduate school, is very much a function of faith. If you believe you can learn it, you can.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Established by Understanding, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602C. That's R1602C, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Thanks be to God.